This is Radio X. Across Brussels and beyond. Expressing city life in the English language. Radio X.
This is Owen Stafford. Coming up on the 27th to the 30th of April is the European Youth Work Convention. And to find out a bit more about this, I am speaking to Chris Burns. He's a familiar face to those of you who watch Euronews. He anchors a show called The Network, and he is sitting next to me right now to discuss a bit more about the European Youth Work Convention that is coming up here in Brussels. And it's also an issue that I've spoken about a lot here on the station. It's a very, very serious topic these days, one that is in need of critical help. Would that be a fair assertion, Chris, that the youth of today, they could become a lost generation given the high levels of unemployment that we see all around Europe?
No, there's a lot of talk about that, and the EU is extremely concerned about that. They have set up this youth employment initiative supposed to pump billions into these projects, but it's not working.
Why do you think that is?
In part because it's matching funds, and a lot of these countries are strapped for cash and can't come up with the matching funds. So the Parliament and the Commission are saying we want to speed things up and pump in advance €1 billion into this project to make it easier for these projects to get off the ground. And what they want to see is some 650,000 jobs among youth created this year. Will this work? And this is where the European Youth Work Summit Convention is going to be talking about how youth can build their professional and personal lives in different ways, not just formal education, not just formal training and internships, but the way that they can work with different organizations in the public sector, in the NGO sector. And there will be real concrete discussions. There will be workshops, powwows between government ministers from Belgium, the youth ministers, plus commissioners, the youth commissioner for the EU. The UN envoy on youth is going to be there as well. And they're all going to be looking at what was arrived at 5 years ago, the Ghent Convention, from this previous convention of youth work. Which said that youth should have more of a voice in formulating EU policy on youth. And obviously, they believe that they're not being able to put enough input in this formulation of policy. And that could be a reason why this youth employment initiative is not working.
And on a wider scale, maybe the reason why the youth aren't getting involved and not actively engaging with EU politics. We saw in the EU elections of last year the lack of youth participation. Less than 20% of under 25s voted in that election, despite the efforts of the EU to try and involve them more. So we have seen the various campaigns, the Act, React, Impact campaign from Parliament, the EU 40 campaign also. Very good, very noble, laudable projects, but something more forceful needs to be done to get the EU's youth involved in this. So a lot of them would feel ignored in terms of a lot of politicians might just be talking about the issue but not really doing anything about the issue. So will this lead to something that will change, this type of convention? How can results be guaranteed from this?
Well, hopefully. I mean, you've got groups like the Youth Forum, for instance, and other youth groups, NGOs, that hopefully will build their voice from this convention, and they're going to come forth with a new declaration at the end of this, after all these powwows and these workshops, proposing a call to action, really, for the EU, what they should do in promoting youth work. Now, what is youth work? Youth work is building your experience and your skills outside of, and it's not to say that formal education should be ignored, obviously it's very important, but in addition to formal education, in addition to internships, formal internships, there are other things you can do. In fact, there will be some actual concrete examples of that. There's going to be a circus school where you're going to have people working in the circus school. You're going to have an urban redevelopment program where they're reconditioning buildings for different purposes, and how youth are building their skills doing that. So this is a very important example also, because if you can't create all these jobs right off, you can get youth involved in doing things and building things in Europe that build their skills, so then they can someday go into the private sector and be productive and have meaningful jobs.
Is there room for collaboration across various youth-oriented groups? Here in Brussels, we on this station, we have featured interviews, in-depth features with the likes of JCI, the Heart of Europe, with the likes of Think Young. So is there the chance now that these groups and others can get involved in a more collaborative and holistic effort to improve things, the better conditions for the youth here in Belgium and across Europe?
I think and I hope that this convention is going to be able to strengthen, you know, strengthen numbers, that these different organizations together making a declaration will cause the powers that be to sit up and pay attention. Yeah. and to integrate their input, give them a voice in formulating youth policy that perhaps could be more meaningful for youth, because if youth turn their backs on Europe, then I think we have an existential crisis in the coming years. We have to make sure that youth see some meaning in being part of the EU.
And holding the politicians and policymakers to account on this as well, to make sure that they do the job that is asked and indeed required of them for Europe's youth.
Well, yes, and this is where this is a very important exchange between the halls of power that are going to come out and meet with youth at this convention, at this place called The Egg, which is, it's a really cool place. It's near the Südstadt.
I've yet to see it, actually.
It's very cool. You know, it's this sort of a big warehouse space, and this is where you'll have all these workshops going on. But also throughout town, you'll have these real concrete examples of what they're doing on the ground is for youth work. And I think that will be very, very interesting and colorful for people to see, journalists to see.
And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.